Two Keys to Engaging with the World by Krishna's Mercy.
Na cha sita tvaya hina na cha hampi raghav, muhurtampi jivavo jalan matsya vinodhrito.
Quote, O Rama, you should know that just as fish cannot survive when taken out of water, neither Sita nor I can live without you for even a moment.
Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Ayodhya Kand, 53.31.
1. Detaching from that which is insignificant. Someone who is dear to you just got cheated out of their job. It was blatant. No hiding it from anyone. It was almost as if the theft was live-streamed on the internet, for the entire world to witness. The majority of the population understands the truth, but if you ask anyone in power, they deny.
You have no evidence for that. That claim has been widely debunked. You better show some serious evidence, if you want to continue with such accusations.
The end result has been extreme sadness. You are devastated at how the world operates. You could not be more disappointed in your fellow man. If this is what happens to innocent people, then why should anyone follow the law moving forward? It is a society of animals. Yet the perspective from Shastra is to detach from that which is temporary. Avoid association, a satyaga. It is difficult to implement, for sure. We have invested so much in these outcomes. Our outrage won't subside so easily. We reached our boiling point a long time ago. 2. Never letting go of that which is the most important. The corresponding teaching favors satsanga. Stay with that which is permanent. Though the experience in this world is something like a dream, there is a reality. The living entity is sat, or eternal. Other living beings are the same way, though through the temporary coverings and their component changes we lose sight of that truth. Those who understand the eternal nature of the living entity are sat, and these are the people with whom we should remain. The sat individuals are dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the only person with a steady non-divergence in identity. His body and soul are always the same, there is no distinction with him. We have the division at present, and we will continue to remain in duality for as long as the sat association is not pure. Thus spiritual life is a serious business. The most important, in fact, to simply become detached from a sad is not enough, that will only take us so far. A vivid illustration of these principles is the real life history of the Ramayana. We have the situation of Sita Devi and Lakshman. They could harbor extended resentment over the affairs in Ayodhya. Sri Rama, the eldest son of King Dasharath, was preparing to become the next king, as previously announced by the authority. Suddenly, everything changed. Rama had done nothing wrong, he was cheated from a post he rightfully deserved. To make matters worse, he was treated like a criminal. He was sent to jail for 14 years, except instead of incarceration, it was banishment from the kingdom. Lakshman, one of the dedicated younger brothers to Rama, was outraged over the treatment. He could have stayed in Ayodhya and fought for justice, but he decided to accompany Rama to the forest. A sad in the control of a kingdom was not important to him. Sita Devi, Rama's wife, did the same. Lakshman later explained that to both of them Rama was dear as the water to fish. When taken out of the water, fish cannot survive for long. Devoid of Rama's association, neither Sita nor Lakshman could go on with life.
Yang yang vapi smaran bhavam, tyajatyante kalevaram, tangtame veti konteya, sada tad bhav bhavitaha.
Quote, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.6.
Their behavior embodies pure devotion. The Supreme Lord is the only way. Sita and Lakshman chose to stay with God for the purpose of service. They were not taking anything from him, only giving. This outlook on life will be most beneficial to me in the long run, which involves leaving this world and moving to someplace else, based on the state of being at the time of death. In closing, Sri Rama the only way. So not in Ayodhya to stay. Following wherever to go. As life and soul to know. Relevant also for me, since death ultimately to see. Consciousness when fixed at time. Most auspicious destination to find.